Jules and Monk to summon me on a Monday morning.
And to drag you all the way out to Watford.
You sure you can manage without the car, darling?
Yes, yes. Do the kids good to walk for a change.
I know Jill and Jane's idea of walking. 50-yard sprint and then into the pushchair.
Well, it's only this once.
I really didn't fancy the idea of battling out to Watford by public transport.
What public transport? No, you want to be as relaxed as possible.
I suppose it's something that he's seeing me at all, after that business with Lars Thackeray.
You really thought that was goodbye to your chances, didn't you?
Well, I still think he's only paying lip service to my application. To humour Mike, probably. And to put paid to the commonly held belief that Morris was promised the job from the word go.
What about the other applicant?
Bruce Ferris.
Do you think he's there as window dressing, too?
Milton might just find it amusing to pull the rug out from under Morris's feet and appoint an outsider. But on the whole, I doubt it. Bruce Ferris is too much in the Mike mould.
Well, is that a bad thing?
Well, it depends on where you're standing. It would be from Morris's viewpoint, and I suspect from Milton's. Mm. He'll want someone younger who'll shake things up a bit.
Well, how would you feel if he did get it?
The same way I'll feel if anyone but me gets the job, that they made the wrong choice.
Is this the lady that had to be pushed into applying?
The more used I get to the idea, the more sure I am that I could do it, Peter.
I was never in any doubt.
I really do want to have a go at it.
Well, you've one advantage over Morris. You're far prettier.
Not an advantage where Milton's concerned. He's too busy looking at my legs to take me seriously.
Well, then why not wear a trouser suit?
Now, that is a very good idea, Peter. Your brilliance never ceases to astound me.
The girls are away.
Well, I'd better get into the bathroom before Arthur bags it.
Liz, about Father, I've been thinking.
Yeah?
Oh, no. Never mind. It'll wait till this evening. You've enough on your mind at the moment.
I don't think I'd make an awfully good listener. I keep going over things I want to say to Milton.
I'll be with you in spirit, my darling.
Well, that's the most important thing of all.
Yes, come in.
Can you spare a minute, Mike?
Oh, hello, Debbie.
I wanted to catch you before the editorial meeting.
Yes, I've got a quarter of an hour.
Oh, thanks.
Well, come and sit yourself down.
Oh, thanks. Well, I suppose I should have phoned for an appointment now I'm not on the staff.
Oh, don't worry. That was a nice article you did for the woman's page about getting a baby adopted.
Oh, Liz showed it to you, did she?
Yeah, she'll be in this week's issue. She's putting it up at the meeting today.
Great.
Or rather, I am on her behalf. She's not in this morning.
First thing I've written for months. I was afraid she'd tear it up.
Yeah, I like the way you handled it. From the mother's point of view.
Oh.
The social pressures, the doubts, all that good stuff.
Yeah, first-hand experience. Well, that's why I'm here, actually.
Sorry?
To tell you I've changed my mind. About adoption.
What, you're keeping the baby, after all?
Yeah. You probably think I need my head examining.
Not at all.
Well, a lot of people will. The ones who kept telling me it was for the best.
What made you decide?
I don't know. I've been dithering for weeks. Yes, I do know. It was something someone said about making a positive commitment. Anyway, it means I shan't be coming back to work as soon as I thought. I'm sorry to mess you about.
Oh, well, it's okay. Well, you're entitled to your full time. Up to 29 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Hope it won't be that long, though. Depends on what I can sort out about baby minders and that.
Well, as long as you notify my successor at least a week before you plan to return.
Well, do you know who it's going to be yet?
No.
Morris and Liz are both up for it, aren't they?
Yes. Liz is seeing Milton this morning. There'll have to be a decision soon. It's supposed to be a month's handover period.
Well, I hope it's Liz. She might do something about starting a creche here, which is more than Morris is likely to do.
Liz!
Hello, Milton.
The lady who chooses to ignore my directives.
Not habitually.
You were simply flexing your muscles, were you?
Well, I don't go in for weightlifting.
I'm glad to hear it. Sit down, won't you?
Thank you.
So, why did you choose not to publish Lady Sylvia's letter?
It was her choice.
Really?
It seemed better from everyone's point of view if Lady Sylvia could be persuaded to withdraw the letter entirely.
Your methods of persuasion could have had the reverse effect. Made a lot more trouble for the paper.
Well, that was a risk I decided to take.
Mm-hmm. And if you were editor of the Herald, would you continue to take such risks?
If I felt they were justified.
I see. As you may know, there are, as yet, no women editors on any of my newspapers.
I did know that, yes.
Give me one good reason why I should select a woman for this job, over the heads of male applicants.
I hope you'd consider my qualifications as a journalist, rather than as a woman.
But the fact that you are a woman, and an extremely attractive one, is bound to color people's attitudes. Men don't always take kindly to having a woman boss.
Mrs. Thatcher seems to manage.
So we could expect another Iron Lady, could we?
I'm not easily daunted, if that's what you mean. I wouldn't have applied for the post if I were.
Mm-hmm. You have four small children, I believe.
Three. My stepson is living with his mother.
Three, four. What's the difference? It's still a handful. Who looks after them? Have you got a nanny?
We did have, but now my husband takes care of them. He's given up his job.
Well, isn't that a rather unorthodox arrangement, even in this day and age?
It's catching on fast.
I wonder what the casualty rate is.
It seems to work with us.
Hmm. So, we wouldn't have our lady editor taking time off whenever one of her children went down with a cold?
Does Mike Nash take time off whenever his daughter has a cold?
I can see. You're not going to concede any points there.
No, I'm not. I can assure you that if I am selected, I would have just as much dedication to the job as any man.
Even though you haven't always applied the same degree of professionalism in the past.
Who says I haven't?
Never mind who.
Did Morris also call me a pussy-footing amateur? That's one of his favorites.
I asked for Morris's appraisal of you as a candidate. And now, I'll ask yours of him. What would you say were Morris's good points?
He's a very good news editor. He has a wide knowledge of politics and current affairs.
Hmm.
He has a nose for a story, and his style is abrasive. He's got fresh ideas, and he's not afraid to push them. No paper with Morris on its staff would ever become cozy.
So, you think the Herald benefits from his presence?
Yes, I do.
And his less desirable qualities?
I'm not here to criticize the other candidates, Milton. Whoever lands the job, we've got to work together. And mudslinging now isn't going to make that any easier.
Mm-hmm. Which takes me to my next point. You and Morris don't always see eye to eye.
Oh, nor do he and Mike. That hasn't stopped them having a reasonable working relationship.
Do you think you could work with Morris if he were editor?
I'd do my best, naturally.
And do you think, if the situation were reversed, he'd be able to work with you?
Haven't you already asked him that?
Hmm. There is, of course, another applicant on my shortlist, Bruce Ferris. Very sound chap. But I'll be honest with you. I prefer to appoint someone from within. It gives more continuity. So it looks like it's between you and Morris. You've given me some good reasons why he should get the job.
I have.
And reasons which I agree with entirely. Now, why don't you tell me some more good reasons why you should get it?
Sorry, Mike, me again. Did I leave... Oh, it's you, Morris.
Hello, Debbie.
Trying out the seat of power, are you?
Very funny. I'm holding the fort for Mike. He had to dash out to solicitors this afternoon.
I suppose it's all in the bag for you.
What is?
The editorship, as if he didn't know.
Well, I've heard nothing officially yet.
Ah, you'll get it, don't worry.
Well, I'm not the only candidate.
He won't give the job to a woman.
Well, that's what I tell myself.
And you've always been in his camp, haven't you?
I'm not sure I like that remark.
One of the chosen.
I'm not one of his yes men, if that's what you mean.
It's not what I mean. But he picked you in the first place. Mike, Liz and, well, me for that matter, we were all leftovers from the old regime.
Aye. Well, what do you want, Debbie?
Well, I left an envelope in here this morning. Foolscap with a lot of bump about baby's clothes and that. Oh, here we are.
I gather you're going to keep the baby now.
Blimey, news does travel fast.
Well, we were planning ahead at the meeting this morning. As far as we can make plans. Mike told us he wouldn't be back as soon as we'd thought.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Do I take it this is definite? You won't be changing your mind again?
I won't.
But you do intend to return to the Herald eventually?
Of course I flaming well do. It's my job, isn't it?
Okay, only a question.
I know what you were thinking. But don't worry, I shan't let it interfere with my work. We all know how you feel about that.
You think I'm a real swine, don't you?
I wouldn't say so.
You weren't always so forbearing.
You weren't always my future boss.
Everyone thinks I'm a martinet. But someone in this place has got to have standards. It's all very well being easy and tolerant like Mike. It may make you popular, but it leads to slipshod work.
All right, all right.
I know I seem hard on people at times.
What, you, Morris?
But someone has to counterbalance all the indulgence elsewhere in the building. It's going to be different when I'm... if I'm in charge. Things will be done properly. It'll be the most efficiently run newspaper in London.
Great.
And the most dynamic. I'll shake up some of the complacency. Get rid of all the dead wood.
Will that include me?
No. If you're on for 'em, you can write damn well if you want to. Just the sort of hard-hitting stuff I'll be wanting. No more of your middle-class, middle-of-the-road mediocrity.
You really want that job, don't you?
Yes.
How does Cressida feel about it?
Cressida and I aren't together anymore.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Surprised Dickon didn't tell you. He seems to tell most people most things.
I don't see much of Dickon these days. Is it over for good between you?
It's beginning to look that way.
Well, she never really was your type.
What the hell do you know about it?
I suppose I should be getting back to the paper.
Have another coffee, darling.
Okay. I can work on this evening. Maybe I'll have unwound a bit by then.
He said he'd give you his decision by tomorrow, did he?
Yes, but I don't need to be told. I played right into his hands. He had me giving all the reasons why Morris would make a better editor than me.
Didn't you tell him how bad Morris was with people?
Well, it would just have sounded bitchy. Oh, look, for heaven's sake, let's change the subject. You said you wanted to discuss something to do with Arthur.
Yes, well, I'm not sure that now's the time.
He's not around, is he?
No, he's gone to his club, but it's not going to cheer you up much.
Well, anything's better than sitting here thinking of all the impressive things I might have said to Milton Monk. What's Arthur done this time?
Oh, nothing. It's just the whole situation. I really want him out and Jeremy back. Jeremy's becoming a stranger. I sense it more each time I see him.
Oh, Peter, darling, I am sorry.
Why? It's not your fault.
No, but I've been so engrossed in the Herald and this job, I hadn't realised you were so unhappy. I thought you'd begun to come to terms with the fact that Jeremy would be staying with Lynn for a lot longer than we thought.
Well, that's what she thinks as well. I know if I don't do something soon, it'll be too late.
Back to square one.
Yes. Father, we can't chuck him out. Or send him to an old people's home.
I know.
There's only one solution as far as I can see. We'll have to pay it his way.
Build an extension?
I know it'll be expensive. And it'll mean giving up part of the garden. And it'll be chaos where the builders are in. But if it means that Jeremy can come back, it'll be worth it.
Well, why not get onto the builders right away, then?
Hampstead Herald.
Mark, Milton here.
Milton, hello. It's Morris here.
Oh, hello, Morris.
Hello. Mike's out.
You'll do just as well. I wanted to speak to you anyway.
Oh?
I'll be coming over to the Herald tomorrow to put you all out of your agony. I shall want to see Mike first, around 11, say.
Okay, I'll put it in his diary.
Then how about you and me having a spot of lunch together?
Oh, that'd be very nice. Shall I book a table at that restaurant we went to last time?
I think we can do better than that, don't you? Choose somewhere special.
Okay, I'll ask around.
I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow, then.
Me too. Goodbye, Milton. ¶¶